Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 21st of October. We today will conclude the 23rd Psalm, that famous shepherd psalm. I'm not under any delusion that we've exhausted the truths of this chapter. That wasn't really our intent, was to mine out every drop we could get. I'm not sure that's possible anyhow, because the Holy Spirit's always revealing things to you in your moment, me in my moment, and that colors what we think of chapters and verses and how much they mean to us. I know I have had moments in my walk where certain passages meant a lot to me that they didn't mean to me in other times. That's why I take a lot of notes in my margins, because it lets me know what I was thinking at one point. Sometimes I'll go back and read those notes and think, what in the world? That doesn't say that to me now. Sometimes I go back and read in the margins and think, oh man, I'm glad I wrote that down. I forgot that I saw that in that verse. And so that's, to me, part of that's me growing. Part of that is where I am in my journey. And that's you. And I don't think the DDP is supposed to be the end-all for how you see verses, for how you interpret stories. It's supposed to be a conversation starter. It's supposed to spark you towards thinking, but it's certainly not an end-all. But we are going to end our journey through Psalm 23 with verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There are some interesting things that happen in this, I think, in the Hebrew vernacular, simply because the word that is translated, follow me, is the same Hebrew word that is used when the Old Testament story of Saul is told and how he is hunting David. Saul and David had, at best, a contentious relationship. Saul finds himself extremely jealous of young David, who's been anointed by Samuel to be the next king. That, in many ways, infuriates Saul, because that means his own son's going to be passed over. But it also means that in the eyes of God, he's finished. The anointing that's on him to be king has been lifted. And so he's out to kill David, which really chews up an enormous part of the 1 Samuel narrative. But one of the phrases used there is that David hunted Saul, or hunted him down. And that's the same Hebrew word used in Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. But you could say this, because it's been translated this way before in the Old Testament. Surely goodness and mercy shall hunt me down. I like that. It tells me that God's goodness, which, by the way, is God's glory. Remember, Moses said, show me your glory. And God showed him made his goodness to pass before him. And part of that goodness was God's mercy. God withholding what we've rightfully deserved because he loves us so much. That is a goodness and a mercy that hunts us down all the days of our life. So it's not just in our prime. His goodness and mercy is with us all the days of our lives. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will return to the house of the Lord to the end of my days, or for as long as I shall live. And when you look at this from a New Testament perspective, you realize that the house of the Lord is not the church or the temple. The house of the Lord is you. You are the house of the Lord. He has made his tabernacle. Revelation says the New Jerusalem comes down, and God made his tabernacle with men. Or as I told you last week, the Message Bible says, look, God has moved into the neighborhood. His house is with you. Paul called us the temples of the Holy Spirit. So I will dwell in the house of the Lord is really that my shepherd and I have become so close, so intimate, that he and I have made our house together. This is the promise Jesus made in John 14, let not your heart be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, many monets, many abodes. Then deeper in the chapter, any man loves my Father and I will make our mansion in him, make our abode in him. So you and I are the houses of that. I thought it would be fun today, as we close this, to read to you this 23rd Psalm from the Septuagint. If you don't have a copy of the Septuagint, I would highly recommend utilize Amazon, Google, whatever, and order you a physical copy of the Septuagint. The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Old Testament. You might say, why do I need that? Well, you don't need it, but it would be fascinating to have because that's the copy, that's the version that your New Testament readers and writers were using. When Jesus quotes the Old Testament, he's quoting the Septuagint. When Paul quotes the Old Testament, he's quoting the Septuagint. You're looking at, in your Old Testament, your English Old Testament is translated from Hebrew. They were not using that. They were using the Septuagint, a number in the Greek that means 70, because 70 elders sat down and translated out of Hebrew into Greek a readable, usable, workable copy of what we would consider the Old Testament. Another reason why you might want to grab a copy of the Septuagint is it includes the Apocrypha. It includes the books that are no longer included in the English translation of the Bible. Interestingly enough, those books were in the English translation of the Bible of King James's 1611 edition, and the Apocrypha was part of the 1611 King James edition until the late 19th century. And in the late 19th century, they revised the King James Version and dropped the apocryphal books, trying to make a split from Catholicism, because the Catholic Bible still includes those apocryphal books. The Septuagint includes those apocryphal books, and they are interesting to read, and they're interesting to go find some truths from, a lot of which are historical truths. I thought it'd be fun to close today by reading to you the 23rd Psalm from the Septuagint. Now, if you do have a copy, you will notice that the 23rd Psalm in the Septuagint is the 24th Psalm in your Hebrew Bible. So when you read from the Septuagint, you have to read the 22nd Psalm to get what sounds like your 23rd Psalm. The reason for that, and this is unfortunate, but for the reason for that is that the Septuagint, up until chapter 8, through the 8th chapter of Psalms, they're the same. When you get into the 9th chapter of Psalms, the Hebrew, the first 21 verses are the same in Psalms 9. But then Psalms 9 keeps going in what would have been Psalms 10 in the Hebrew Bible. That throws the whole thing off. It does it again up in the 140s. So I want to read for you Psalms 22 from the Septuagint, which is Psalms 23 in the Hebrew Bible. Confused yet? I hope not. Here we go. A Psalm of David. The Lord shepherds me, and nothing will be lacking for me. In a place of tender grass, there he causes me to dwell. At a river of rest, he nourishes me. He turns around my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness on account of his name. For even if I should go in the middle of the shadow of death, I will not fear evil things, because you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they exhort me. You prepare before me a table opposite those who afflict me. You anoint my head with olive oil, and your drinking cup is satisfying as the best. Your mercy will pursue me all the days of my life, and my dwelling will be in the house of the Lord for the length of days. We move on through the book of Psalms tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.